Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Taking my clothes all for money, I am now a stripper. Taking my clothes all for money to game show theme songs. You like that, Fireball?
That was good, man. I like that.
Were you more of a $25,000 pyramid guy or a $100,000 pyramid guy?
What's the one where they did the speed round at the end? I like that one.
That was $100.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Yeah, the celebrity one. Do you see which celebrities are dumb? Like Erin Andrews, real dumb.
Yeah.
She got on there and her contestant.
Like a Marky Post type?
Yeah, she's like, you know, I don't know.
You know what's great about game show theme songs in like the 70s, 80s, 90s? You slow them down just to pitch, they're porno themes. Listen to this right here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? What's up, lady?
What time's your wife come home?
Hey, we better hurry up. My kids get off the bus in 15 minutes.
Want to go fishing? That's what gay guys do, right? I'm kidding. Come on. I got a buddy that fishes.
We call this position the Eagle Claw.
You want a bobber? That's your nickname.
All right.
We're done.
We're done.
We didn't even get started.
It's over now.
Oh, Lord. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:06. We got the mail sack coming up here. Speaking of that, the mail sack, M-A-I-L. All your emails, the good ones, the Rise Guys at AOL.com. That's how you can get in touch with us. If you podcast or you're driving or you can't call or whatever it may be, that's the way to do it.
I wanted to bring something up. I guess a Monday is probably the best time for it. I mean, it's not a great time for it, but, you know, it's just something I saw recently. So, my uncle passed away recently.
Ah.
I found out, yeah.
COVID?
He had cancer.
Oh.
He lived a long time. He was, I think he was 74.
Oh, man.
He was out there, retired from the Navy, the whole deal.
Oh, man.
He was awesome. He was a great guy. So, I didn't find out till late. I looked at his obituary, and I was reading it.
Did he cuss a lot like a sailor?
I mean, when it was warranted, he was a fun guy. Yeah. You know, he was a straight-laced do-gooder.
But you weren't necessarily close to him. Closer to him than your father?
I was more closer to him growing up, you know. And then when you kind of get older, you kind of drift apart, you know.
Yeah.
I never got to go see him again. So I was reading his obituary, and I was kind of browsing around because it's local. And I'm like, well, let me see if anybody else I know passed. I didn't hear about, or, you know, a family, somebody I know maybe.
You still read the obituaries, don't you?
Yeah, I'll scan them. The arrest website and the obits. I'll go through both every day.
Well, we should do that as a segment every day. You read the obituaries.
That'd
be a radio 51st.
That'd be awful.
So I was clicking through, and I clicked on one that ended up not being who I thought it was. But when I was looking at it, it said, funeral services, click here. And I was thinking, okay, well, maybe this is information on when it is. It was the funeral itself.
Virtual?
It was a live stream funeral. But, you know, I'd missed it. So if you click the link, it goes to the video. They recorded it and posted it. It was a virtual funeral, which was kind of odd because they show it was an open casket. So you see the person laying there. I didn't know the person, but I clicked anyway. So I watched.
Oh, no, you watched it. That seems weird. You're watching a funeral of someone you don't know.
Yeah, but it was odd to see the person in the casket. Because, you know, when you're in that casket, you don't look anywhere close to what you did when people knew you.
Yeah,
when you were alive.
You don't.
They were zooming in and zooming out. And, you know, they show the family. And it's just odd to me that the whole service was, you know, I mean, anybody could go. It seems private. But, you know, to put it online like that.
You didn't have to have a keyword or nothing?
No, you just click it. It was on YouTube.
Okay.
And it might still even be there, as far as I know.
Well, that's just during COVID stuff. Or it's probably something that would probably stay afterwards. Although I hope it doesn't, because
yeah. It
might stay for people who can't reasonably travel across the country to go to a funeral or something.
Well, yeah. And I think that part of the thing is you get to hang out on Earth till your funeral's over. So I want to stand there. I want to see people that I know in the crowd.
You want to see who goes? I'm sure it's something you got to pay extra for.
Will my ghost be able to know who logged in to watch my funeral?
Oh, boy.
We don't know. It kind of reminded me of something as a kid because my grandpa died in 97. My mom's dead. And I thought it was odd at the time, but there were, you know, family members taking pictures of him and his casket because he was open casket too. And I found those pictures when I was a little bit older. And that's the last thing I saw, you know, was him. That's the only memory I have of him was seeing those pictures of him laying in the casket. And it was just odd to look at. Just, it was kind of scary to see as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that's the last memory you have.
I just downloaded a new app called Go to Funeral.
There are a lot of funeral videos on YouTube. I just searched.
What?
I just searched for funeral service. There are a lot of videos.
And maybe that's just like the modern day thing of like the funeral portrait that they did years ago with the family.
That's
with the lilies. And it just, nobody smiles. Which of course, you wouldn't do that. But it just kind of looks scary.
It's creepy. That was during the Gothic era of America. I guess the world. It's what them Europeans brought over here.
I can't be around that, man. I can't. I miss funerals for, you know, I miss my grandma's funeral because I can't deal with, you know, being around that whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing that, I mean, that's the last picture you see of somebody.
And by contrast, I've been to so many funerals that I'm
numb to it.
Yeah, kind of numb to it.
Me too.
And now, you know.
Do they still do receiving of friends? Because.
Well, that was on this too.
Letting out a Harris family secret here. My mama said if you went to the receiving of friends, you didn't necessarily have to go to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like one or the other.
Yeah, that was a lot of
people. Because at the receiving of friends, they'll definitely know you're there because you wait in the line and shake their hand.
Yeah.
But if you go to the funeral, they're going to get in the family car and be whisked away.
Yeah, the last funeral I went to was, it said it started at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
So I got there at about 12:45, and it turns out the receiving of friends started at 1, so then the funeral started at 3. So
oh,
I
wound
up being there for about 4.5 hours.
Oh, they didn't receive you?
No, they received me.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of people, but then I wanted to go to the service, especially for that one.
Yeah.
So I waited 2 hours through the visitation, and then the funeral began, and then there was a little graveside thing after that.
It's
pushing 5 hours of being there. I've never been at a funeral that long before.
I remember standing when my husband passed and having to stand that long by him. It was very hard for me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can imagine. I'm not the right person to be at those type of situations. I don't know what to say to you. I don't even know what to say when I see the body, you know. Just kind of like, you know, hey, what's up? It's just an odd thing to be around. And the fact that it's all over YouTube.
Well, that's
not on you to know what to say, by the way. There's no obligation to know what to say.
That's what people look for, right? Like, hey, you know.
Not for you.
Good thoughts and prayers. Shake their hand.
Yeah, I didn't expect.
Tickle the palm of their hand when you shake, you know.
Yeah, give them a little wiggle of the middle finger in the palm.
Just trying to make you smile.
And you're just in shock. I mean, you don't even remember what people say to you. It's so hard to deal with, losing like a mom or a dad or someone close to you.
We were watching some murder documentary the other night. And it was
good.
It was about this club in New York. It was this gay club, but they found out that it was really just a cover to sell drugs like ecstasy and stuff. Like really, like it was like Astro, but way huge kind of deal. Anyway,
was it Limelight? Was it
this one guy? Yes, it was
the Peter Gation doc. Yeah.
Yes, you've seen that.
Yeah.
Well, then never mind.
It's interesting, you know, all about Peter. He had one in Atlanta.
Well, so the one of the bodies. I don't want to spoil this too much, But let's just say one of the bodies shows up with no legs. Yeah. Right? Because they cut them off. And then I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? An open casket is only the top part open.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Are they cutting off? What are they doing with the legs of the bodies of people?
I watched the Tales from the Crypt yesterday where...
Oh, my gosh.
They're all on YouTube. It's like the only place to watch them is for free on YouTube, so I've been rolling through them. But one of the ones in season two is a guy, he's a funeral director, and he kills his nephew shows up to live with him after his parents die in a wreck, and he hates it because he's a penny-pinching, tightwad guy.
Yeah.
So he winds up killing the kid. Well, first he paralyzes him, and then he kills him in a subsequent attack. But anyway, he's, getting ready to put him in a casket. Well, it's Tales from the Crypt, so it kind of is. So when he goes to put him in the casket, he's too tall for the casket, so he cuts his legs off.
Oh, goodness.
I wonder, though. I'd love to get a mortician to answer that question. Like, what happened? I know we could Google it, but still.
What if you forgot the other part of the body? You're like, it's an open leg casket? Somebody got the other part.
Open leg? Oh, it keeps it keeps opening and they have to hold it down?
It's a bottom leg casket.
I believe if the family pays for a funeral, you have to keep everything intact. You can't just put body parts, elsewhere.
But no one's going to open in and look,
To that job,
but
though,
there's ethics, I hope, to that sort of business that, they just don't leave, your hand or somewhere else.
There should be ethics.
There should be ethics.
There are.
That should be, there's two places there should be major ethics. A hospital when babies are born and funeral homes when you die.
But it's not, those enough things have come out in the news that apparently it isn't a tightly supervised thing. It's just kind of, hopefully you're ethical doing this because we might not find out you've been improperly disposing of the deceased for 25 years.
That
after
was going
been
on that one place.
A bunch of places all across the country over the years.
Found all the dead bodies in the backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
They said they were cremating them, and they were not.
They're stashing them.
Oh.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah. I don't want to be buried, man.
Day of the year.
Man, they gave it up flaming hot Cheetos at this dude's funeral I'm watching on YouTube. Somebody
while
in the
we're
family's
talking,
walking
you're
around
watching
with a,
funerals on YouTube.
Somebody in the family's walking around with a big box full of flaming hot Cheetos, giving everybody little bags.
Giving out favors?
Yeah, at the funeral. I've never seen anything like that.
Would you subscribe to a Network 9 that featured celebrity funerals?
No.
No, you wouldn't want to watch that.
I've never thought about watching them, and I won't watch them for entertainment, but I wanted to see if they were really on there because Fatboy was talking about that, and they are. There's a lot of them.
Well,
I don't want to be buried. I figured if I said it on the radio, maybe I had some kind of legal.
It's a weird thing to be watching some stranger's funeral.
That's kind of like a very niche fetish.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to burn me or put me in one of those earth wraps, you grow a tree out of. Don't you want a fireball tree?
And turn you into chili.
Fireball tree. Oh, you'd only be a fireball tree if we buried you in that shirt.
You'd have to. It's a bit now.
We wrap your casket in the fireball logo. Mm-hmm.
You probably wrap it in this shirt. You realize if I get fatter, I still got to wear it. It's going to be tight.
Yeah.
They don't make them any bigger.
This is it. I bet they do.
Turn it into a poncho.
This is it, brother.
People who drink enough of that got a little belly on them.
Uh-huh.
They have to.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right. Well, our condolences to everybody.
Oh, boy.
Everybody everywhere.
I know a dude who wears fireball shirts. He's a lot bigger than you. I got to find out where he gets them. He's a lot bigger than damn near anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to know who he is so I can poke fun at him.
No, you wouldn't.
Secret
company. He's a very nice man, but he's a big dude. He'd rip your arms off.
Come on, man.
Very nice man.
King Kong Bundy. That's what he's talking about.
All right. He said you put your Stone Cold socks on, looks like King Kong Bundy.
It does. It makes him look like a little person. I'm wearing the teeth one today.
Oh.
All right. We'll take a break. In my hand right here. Oh, that's a grocery list. In my hand over here. There we go. Got a bunch of email. You can always email us, theriseguys@aol.com, and when we get back, we're going to read them. This can be kind of be like a FOF line with email, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I got a little bit of power today, Fat Boy.
Whoa.
Don't use it.
Every one of these are about how much Fat Boy sucks.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
They're about nine.
Half
we'll
of
take
more.
A break. We come back. The mail sack right after this. Morning, everybody.
TheRiseGuys.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3.
The planet.
Rocks! Mail's in.
Our sacks are about to overflow because we got a big old load. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh. You're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear, and we might read it on the air.
big old sack. Tickle it.
TheRiseGuys at AOL.com. That's how you can email us anytime, any place. Some places. Some places they've cut the internet off.
Some places don't have
Belarus, it. I don't think you can catch us.
Yeah. You might have trouble if you're in Russia or China.
Yeah. That's right.
We do not have internet.
Don't have it. Wonder if that would help us or hurt us. Just email.
What?
I don't know.
They cut off the email.
Well, I don't think we'd notice.
Yeah.
Still find a way to hack. Back doors and worms, all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. We'll go with this one. Dear Rise Guys. Jimmy, you'll love this.
Okay.
Dear Rise Guys, so I'm home alone this weekend because my husband and my son went hunting. So I've been watching weird shows about murderers, and I just had my mind blown. Do you guys know the last meal thing is for real? Like, if you're in death row, you really get to eat whatever the hell you want before they kill you. I had no idea. I just thought it was in the movies. Seems weird to me, but I guess they're still getting executed after they eat something good. Anyway, now I'm obsessed with what I want my last meal to be, and I'm really dying, to know what you guys would want to eat if you know it's the last thing you'll ever get to eat. I think I'd want a peach milkshake and some German chocolate cake, but I'm not sure what else because it's a real big decision.
It is.
Definitely loading up on dessert, though. P1 Mega Mama.
Oh, that's tough.
You need your son and husband to come home before you start going delirious.
You're watching the ID channel.
That's creepy.
ID Discovery. Discover.
I mean, what?
I know Fat Boy's got thoughts. I got thoughts.
Murder.
I mean, what if you okay, we're going to feed you, but we're not going to kill you for a few hours.
Red rum.
I would have to go. And they'd be like, you know what? You're going to die anyway. We're going to kill you. So you're just going to mess yourself and you're going to send
big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Like, yeah. It's almost like you want to find out, okay, who's going to clean up my body?
Yeah, kind
of
do.
Oh, if it's one of the cops that I got along with or I liked or whatever, I'll take it a little easy. But if it's one that treated me poorly, I'm going to go full on Mexicano.
Mm-hmm. Let the green horn.
I'm going to drink the falta. I don't know. Because I'll tell you, it's really weird, but I'm not trying to turn this grim. Of course, we're talking about death, but when my dad, he pretty much knew, and I think everybody knew, like he probably had a week left in his life to live, and you know his diet was very stringent, you know, at the hospital or whatever. And once I knew, and everybody kind of knew that you know he was dying, I sat there with my mama and my sister. I said, "Daddy, what do you want to eat?" And he says, "What do you mean?" I said, "What do you want to eat? Literally anything. I will go get it." And that son of a gun wanted chilies from Wendy's.
That's pretty good chili.
Yeah.
He wanted Wendy's chili.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I was thinking like, God, I hope I have enough money for this.
Yeah.
He might want to go Vince Peron's or wherever.
Yeah.
That was where him and Mabry went on a big date.
Rest in peace, both Vince Peron and Diddy.
And thank you very much. I don't know. I don't want to think about that.
You don't get whatever you want, though, right?
You get anything you want, as far as I know, man.
Really?
As far as I know, yeah.
Who's paying for that? Taxpayers.
The spreads. You're like, in the way this guy ate all this food. He just had a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Yeah, I guess taxpayers ultimately pay for it.
Like, do you know what any famous criminals got as their last meals, Jimmy?
You can look up a lot of them in Texas.
Oh, really?
A lot of those in Texas are published. And some people get pretty basic stuff. Some people get real fancy stuff. Most people just get a lot of food.
I want to read an executed criminal's cookbook.
I got to say, I think my choices would be...
Everything's fried.
would be either a chili cheeseburger plate, half and half.
Oh,
so I want
good.
The fries and onion rings. Yeah. Or maybe a huge Philly cheesesteak. And then, some butter pecan ice cream and pecan pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you got full,
the whole
though?
Pie.
What if you got full?
At that point, I just keep going.
You just gorge.
You confound yourself.
Oh, and maybe some asparagus in case I mess myself when they kill me.
You keep farting when they electrocute you.
you might
kill the guard.
Oh, I'm telling you, it'd be bad. You put me in the chair, you're all in the gas chamber.
Oh, God.
Does it have to be food? Can it be an escort?
No.
That's what you want.
No, no cannibals, fat boy.
Here's the guy texting in some information. It's not anything you want. A lot of places, it's only what is available in the mess hall. They cook anything they have. That's pretty much it. But then some places, they'll go get whatever you want. I've seen it where they had certain foods from certain restaurants, and it's been documented. But it's weird because you got to figure certain restaurants probably wouldn't want nothing to do with that.
I'm sure they don't tell
them. Probably not. But then it comes out in the news that this guy ate that restaurant's food, and they feel bad. It's like Chick-fil-A wouldn't go for that.
Yeah, but that'd be kind of cool, though, if you knew, like, somebody's last meal and they requested your food. Like, yeah. I'd kind of want to put that on the billboard.
And for the people asking via text, no, I don't think you can get, like, beer and whiskey and reefer and stuff.
I found an odd one a guy actually got. This was in 1992. He got 21-piece bucket of KFC, two large Domino's pizzas, ice cream, a bag of jelly beans, and a pack of Camel cigarettes.
Yeah.
To eat?
I guess. You smoke them all at once? You Red Skelton?
If you got them. Oh, my gosh.
Like Benny Hinn smoking all the cigarettes?
Here's a guy in South Carolina. There aren't too many documented, but here's one. This guy had steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, collard greens, cornbread, banana pudding, cherry cheesecake, apple cobbler, and sweet tea.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Obviously, he's on death row. He's a murderer.
What do you pick? I don't even know where to start.
You don't know what you love. What's your favorite food?
I mean, this is it. This is the last you get. You want like a little bit of everything.
What'd you have last night for dinner, Fat Boy?
Oh, last night was light. It was only a couple grilled cheese sandwiches. Now, Saturday, it was a bunch of Little Caesars and beer.
Bunch?
Yeah. Oh, bunch that's it. Give me a hot and ready deep dish three meat treat and some beer.
See, pizza's good.
Ted Bundy declined the last meal, so he was given the traditional, which is medium rare steak, eggs over easy, hash brown, toast, milk, and juice.
That's the traditional?
I guess, yeah.
My Lord. That would cost you like $15 at brunch.
Yeah.
You wouldn't order Skyline Chili?
What if you're supposed to live like you're dying, so every meal should be like your last meal?
You want a bowl named Fu Manchu?
I had scallops. I was very scallopy last night. I had scallops and scallop potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
They have nothing to do with fish, oddly enough.
Let somebody pick oysters. That'd be a waste. You're just eating boogers.
Oh, man. I'm dying with a priapism. It sucks. Let me tell you, I think a certain part of your life, that quits working. Oysters.
I think that's probably age, too.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it used to be like a aphrodisiac, you know?
Yeah, they say that, but I never understood why or how.
I don't get it either.
I miss seafood. It stinks. You want to think of stinky stuff when you're hooking up?
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else to add to that?
No, I'm just looking. I can tell you now what John Wayne Gacy had for his last meal. There's a bunch of these on the
surprise. You don't have a painting of that in your living room.
Yeah, he ate 12 fried shrimp, a bucket of original recipe KFC, French fries, and a pound of strawberries.
That's good. Pound of strawberries. That's right.
Yeah, I would go very
light.
No, I would be very vengeful with what I ordered.
So
I'd
want to
ruin somebody's day.
Oh, boy.
I'd be like, if I'm getting electrocuted on a Sunday, I want Chick-fil-A. Yeah. I want somebody.
On a Sunday?
I want somebody to break the rules for my dying ass.
They'd probably keep you in there. You eat that, and then there's a stay of execution.
They should come in there and try to witness to me.
Timothy McVeigh ate a quart of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some good Haagen-Dazs. Champagne.
Yeah. A lot of
lobster.
Information about this on the internet.
Yeah. Okay. Good segue to this one. Dear Saviors of Morning Radio, I want more Matt Mann's conspiracy mysteries. I love that kind of stuff, especially the stuff about internet surveillance. 9. Do you think that Matt Mann asked you to Google stuff on the show because he doesn't want to be added to certain lists, perhaps? P1, G-Love, and Special Sauce.
That's a good question.
He's just faster with it. He's an aficionado.
So you don't worry about being added to the list? Because I don't worry about being added to the list.
No, I only Google weird stuff here at work.
Can you imagine what list we're on from the stuff that we look at?
And see, I Google weird stuff all the time.
But Paige uses Google to go to websites. You would go on a special list for
I
that.
I do?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, you must be looking at my stuff.
Well, I am.
I'll stay off. COVID.
Well, when I walk by.
COVID.
I look.
Don't touch.
I don't back touch. Off. I look at it.
Back off.
I'm not going to get it in my eyes by looking at it.
You a spy.
You won't get it by looking.
No.
Are you sure you can't type?
Maybe you can just do it faster. 9, the way he does it is such a show-off mood. He's like Liberace playing the piano. Liberace would smile and look around the room and wink at you and stuff. 9 is sitting there Googling things.
I have to still be engaged.
He's got a big ring on.
In the conversation, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Well, What'd you say?
It's such a talent. It How is. Many words a minute? Have you ever done that?
Man, when I'm in practice, I can get over 100. It's not really pushing myself.
God, if secretaries were still a thing, of old boy.
I should play piano.
We're going to have to test that, you and me.
Piano.
What, type off.
Who could Google fastest?
Well, you could probably Google fastest, but, you know, like typing.
Accuracy.
I probably could do it, you know, but, you know, 9 usually just knows the stuff. You ever think maybe he don't Google some of the stuff, he just knows it?
No.
Sometimes. I'm like I'm typing, but, hey, I can tell you who died in 1492. All these people. Like, he just knows stuff.
That's not a bad thing.
I like you.
All right. Bad time for another one?
Hey, slide one in real quick.
All right. What about the email? Here we go. I got another one right here.
What you got?
Hey, Rise guys. Hope y'all are having a great weekend. Oh, this was sent over the weekend. I wasn't sure if this would be in the headlines, but did you all see about the big fire on Bull Street?
Mm.
It burned pretty much the entire, the entire old South Carolina State Hospital. You know, the mental institution. I'm sure y'all knew that soon, as I said, Bull Street, though. Now, they have the ATF and cops looking for 6 blanking ass blank college kids. I kind of am upset about it. I hate seeing that kind of history burned down. Where will all those ghosts go? Plus, I think we need to remember how they used to treat crazy people back before anybody understood what was wrong with them. Anyway, didn't one of y'all have some relatives that spent some time in the old hospital down there? Seems like one of y'all did. P1 Trendy A-Hole. What an odd name.
Yeah. Man, pretty much what was left of the hospital is pretty much gone, is my understanding. Just destroyed. And they're looking for those 6 dudes who were on video nearby.
Why would they? Was it part of like a protest of some kind?
They just look like college dudes to me.
Oh.
Random college kids.
Hey, you want to get in the frat? You got to burn down the old sanitarium.
Yeah, it sucks because it's a landmark, and I would love to walk through it at some point to see it. I never had a chance to. I don't know if you could even. But yeah, it was, they were both on the National Registry of Historic Places. They were historic landmarks, both buildings.
Yeah, but I don't know why you give them reverence. Like, my great grandma died there.
Yeah,
she was full on.
My great grandpa spent 10 years there. After his wife died, he shot himself with a shotgun. He didn't die, obviously. They sent him to the state hospital. He spent a decade there, and then they just let him go.
Keep guns away from your family.
Yeah.
How do you even do that? You have to, like, use your toe, pull the trigger.
I don't think so. You know,
is that long arms?
Wow. Yeah.
This was in the 30s. I wasn't born yet.
Back before they changed the way to go to the beach, you used to have to drive by. The mental hospital.
Yeah, even when I was a little kid, we'd go through that way just because it was the old way, and we'd stop at that McDonald's right in the heart of Columbia.
Yeah.
And get a fillet of fish.
And they would say to me as a kid, hey, that's where your great-grandma died. I was like, oh, what was wrong with her? She was, I forget what word they would use.
Touched.
No, but it was a word like that.
Yeah.
It was a word where it sounds like it's a compliment, but it's totally not a compliment.
Yeah. If I quit telling me. Yeah. Like you told me last year.
Tell me every year when we go here for the same vacation.
Like, can we stop
every
and
year.
See her? No, she's already dead.
She's dead.
Where'd she go? We don't know.
I have no idea.
We don't know.
Yeah.
My mom watched her grandmother being dragged out of the house by 2 men in white jackets to put her in the back of the thing. Last time my mom saw her.
That's how it used to be in the war. I mean, really how they used to do it.
Yeah, live right next door.
They treated everybody just like they used to treat Kane on Wrestling in the Attitude Era.
Sometimes I think even my mom back then would say, you know, maybe she had the Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it was something like that, but the way they describe what she would do, she was far, far worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that came up. Seems like something, you know, would be hid. Because if you know, I mean, they're not the same thing, but if you don't, you know, have the sex argument, or not argument, but...
Oh, the conversation?
Conversation. But that would come up.
There was things talked about that should have never been talked about without that being talked about. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah.
Where were you back then?
I don't know.
Did you have any family members locked up in the sanitarium, Fat Boy?
Not that I know.
Paige?
He spent some time in there, but he did suffer from schizophrenia, but not at Bull Street, but somewhere locally.
Who was?
My uncle.
Oh, your uncle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one who played guitar with Graham Parsons.
Oh, okay.
See? Fat Boy is the only one that didn't have crazy family members.
At least not ones who ever got sent there.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I got plenty of other crazy ones, but only my great-grandpa ever wound up there.
Yeah, there were plenty. If they had had some kind of BOGO, they would have found another one to go
no,
with.
No, easily.
For
yeah.
sure. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. More of the sack. We got several more. Several more. Once one actually talking about your family, Nine.
No,
that's
really?
It's going to be weird.
Okay.
It's going to be weird. We'll get into that and much, much more. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Did you know that you can listen to 93.3 The Pwn? Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I wish. Rise Guys Morning
Show. I was ready, man. I was like, I'm roll with it.
You got some volunteer time built up.
Nobody would know. Let's just go ahead and do it.
I'll adopt the highway and one in front of my house.
I'm kidding. We can do more mail.
No, I love talking for money.
Yeah, it's fun.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Jimmy, listen up.
Okay.
This one's actually just for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'd listen twice.
Dear Jimmy, first off, thank you very, very much for the willingness to openly share the story of your father.
Oh, that's nice.
I believe the telling of that story can be therapeutic to both yourself and many others listening. I, too, have lost loved ones from suicide as well. Not to say that I understand, just giving some back history. Verbalizing a story like that can actually be somewhat liberating. Almost as though you feel a little bit lighter. If ever interested, I could come on and tell the story about my out-of-sight experience sometime. Thank you again for sharing... what it says.
Thank me.
Thank you again for sharing, and thanks to you both for the podcast. Joshua V, a.k.a. P1 Blind Luck.
It is really good to talk about things like that. I mean, that's why I encourage anybody to, if they need it, to, you know, find the therapist. Because the person who cuts your hair ain't supposed to listen. You're blank.
Yes.
They're not. That's not what they're doing.
No.
There's professionals who do that, and they know how to handle it instead of you unfairly burdening other people.
Yeah, that's true. Did it make you feel somewhat liberated, Jimmy, or a little lighter?
It made me feel much better.
Besides your loafers.
Well, it made me feel good to talk about it, especially to be able to tell the story all at one time like that was just a fun experience. I had fun doing it.
Yeah.
Because I've come to terms and found peace with all that a long time ago.
Let me ask you something.
What's that?
I have no, my father did not have that kind of life. And it's weird. I almost wonder, was there a part of your life where you were kind of ashamed or embarrassed of it? And now it's kind of like outlaw, badass kind of stuff. Hey, my dad was in jail with Pee Wee Gaskins. I'm not speaking poorly on it. I'm just saying it's kind of like, you know, when you're coming up, you say, oh, yeah, man, you know, yeah, yeah, my parents have money. Your parents, yeah, okay, cool. But then when you get older, you're more able to accept the fact that, no, we grew up broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pee Wee Gaskins from the Dodgers.
No. Yeah, thanks for listening. It's Pee Wee Reese you're thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, when I had to go to the private school, elementary school,
yes.
That's when I learned to kind of be ashamed of it a little bit because all these other people are so proper and well put together and well to do. And I'm like, man, we some trash. Because, you know, until you realize until you realize you're trash from a long line of trash, you have no concept that you're trash. And then all of a sudden, you're put in an environment where you're, oh, man, I am trash. Aww. And then it just hits you like, we some rednecks over here.
Yeah. I'm just good you can realize what's going on after the fact.
Yeah.
But now you embrace it, and it's not shameful.
No, it's fun.
It is fun.
It is fun. It's a good time.
I enjoyed talking about that.
I did too, man.
And I'm glad P1 Blind Luck enjoyed listening
to it. Yeah, I like Blind Luck. He's a nice young man.
I would like to have him back on the show. We just can't have guests in the studio until they're saying 2025 now.
I know.
Yeah, might be longer.
Just extended it through Trump's next reign.
Oh, man. Just scoring points.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. How long I got for real? Because there's several here that are good.
A couple. You could probably work them in. How fast can you talk?
This one, I don't know how to answer this one. Dear Matt Man, how can you claim to be this great Southerner and hate Ray Stevens? I'm only 27, and me and my friend used to watch the Ray Stevens VHS music videos all the time. You're now my third favorite on the show, ahead of Paige and behind Nine. P1 Bearded what? Welder. Wow. That means you're number one, fanboy. I don't know. I'm not a fan of musical comedy, I guess it would be. I never thought Gallagher, he didn't use music, but he did, watermelons.
Yeah, he did.
Nah, he stole money for Smashing Fruit.
Sledgematic!
Is it just kind of annoying to you?
Fatboy and Nine have made it annoying for me.
What?
Yeah.
I see that.
Because, are you naked?
Yeah.
Fun, though.
And then the other thing is you besmirch the legacy of the great, what was the guy's name?
Y'all would always say that he's gay.
Roy Clark,
the legend. You always would make these allegations about him enjoying it with Buck Owens.
But he was married.
I know it. That's what I tell him.
Naked.
I don't know.
He's got a new song about COVID, so he's still writing music.
He is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still writing. He's still putting out songs. Nobody listens to him anymore, but he's still writing.
Roy Clark is just, I guess, more so of an observation, but I love Hee Haw.
I love Hee Haw. I grew up watching the hell out of Hee Haw.
Who didn't love him?
Hee Haw and Star Search was my Saturday night at my grandparents' house in Townville.
I'm going to eventually buy that.
You want a Cracker Barrel?
The damn Blu-ray disc, the whole box set of Hee Haw.
Every time I'm in the old country store, I look at Cracker Barrel DVDs. And
no, you won't watch it.
Listen, if you think that's what it is, Welder, I also don't like sweet tea. Oh,
man. Now you're going too far.
Or mayonnaise.
I know.
Even
Duke's.
I don't like mayonnaise. Yeah. I mean, if I got to eat mayonnaise, maybe Hellman's.
But. You don't like mayonnaise, but you love Duke's.
Would you wear a Duke's mayonnaise shirt, Fatboy, if we
hell yeah, I would.
Procured it for
talking
you?
To him.
Yeah, probably because it's local and it says sour on it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd wear the hell out of a Duke's mayonnaise shirt. If y'all got any down there in Malden, I'll come pick one up.
Did you just wear a uniform?
I just wear a uniform, yeah, as long as it's got Duke's on it.
With your name on it?
A Duke sandwich, too, either one. I don't care.
Yeah, I'd be down.
They're open.
They are. On point set.
I like them.
Okay, this one real quick. Jimmy, how fast can you talk?
I can talk fast.
Nine knows a lot about the local music scene, and I value his opinion on the. That's what it says, dude. I'm reading them as they are.
Okay.
I value his opinion on the brutally honest music listen. So, has he ever thought about managing local bands? He would be killer at it. He knows the venues to book, which bands would work better where. I think he could be making some money, man. Or is he allowed to do that and work at the radio station at the same time? I don't know how that blank works. He'd be killer at it, though. P1 into your dip cup.
Oh, man.
So managing. Gross.
That's my buddy Peter DeLuca's job is managing bands.
That's a headache.
I couldn't get into that. Yeah, because then I'd have to spend all my days like on the phone talking to people like Mick and Tribble trying to get bands booked. And I don't want to do that.
And then if you
especially I'm not making any money off of it, and I wouldn't make any money off of it. So
what percentage would you get off of that?
10?
Well,
10% of what?
Sure.
Whatever they're getting.
Door.
Would you do it for free drinks while the concert lasted?
No door deals now. We don't do door deals now. We ain't know. I know better than that.
You do DoorDash though.
See, I know a little bit about managing bands. It's not. I don't want to do it because I could either like not do it, or I could do it, and I'd probably make about the same amount of money for doing it either way.
Is your 10% worth dealing with the personal stuff and the fights between each other?
No, it isn't at all.
No,
there's no way in hell that would make enough money to make it worthwhile. I know how y'all fight each other.
What if they come back and say, we're not going to do a football show. We're going to do a football music show. We want you to book the act.
I'd do it then.
You do that.
I'd make something.
Wait a minute. If you manage the band, you don't have to intercede in fights, do you? I'd be like, look, I'm just getting you dates.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Because if one won't show up, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of stuff.
You only work with solo acts, and they can't be bipolar.
Yeah, and then you also got to buy merch in advance, front them merch, and then hope they can sell it.
I'm just getting you dates.
And then you got to get the money. Never mind.
Yeah. If you need somebody to sing Lips of an Angel, maybe I could step in.
You got to get the money.
I'll support y'all in my own way, but you got to find another manager.
From the venue at the end of the night when everybody's been drinking nine, that is your job.
We get our envelopes before we go on.
All right.
Yeah, well, they're very. It's hard to play live shows now.
It is, especially right now.
The lack of people that can be in the venue.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a problem.
All right.
Good luck.
I'm not doing it.
You are.
I don't need good luck. I'm not doing it.
I'll sign you up.
That was just his opinion, dude.
Yeah, that's one man's opinion. Okay. I'm not into man management.
You can email us theriseguys@aol.com. I'd love to read more, but Paige is saying, no, I got to do news. Paige,
yeah.
What are you working on?
I got to talk about relationships. And would you end a relationship because you don't have the same food choices that you love?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
I might.
It's all about food.
Nine, come back over here. I want to talk more about you.
What's your name,
all right,
man?
We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Right, Nine?
Yeah.
He's got to go to the bathroom.
Upstate bankers, builders, and bartenders all agree the best way to start your day is with the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.